one of the most frustrating things in the world is when we're trying to tell someone something and they just won't listen. But what about when someone's trying to tell us something? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again, as today we take a look at this whole issue of listening from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus and become all that He made you to be.
I heard someone say once that most conversations aren't dialogues at all. In fact, they're two concurrent monologues, two people talking at each other instead of alternately listening and then talking. You know, when you're trying to get something across to someone, and you can see it in their eyes, they're not actually listening to you. They're figuring out what to say next, and you can see them sitting there leaning forward trying to say something. We're all guilty of it. You see it in meetings at work all the time. You see it in families. People are talking at each other, but somehow no one's listening. Why is that? Well, there have been some significant changes in society over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I remember when I was growing up, children were to be seen but not heard. Well, praise God, that's changed. Kids are more included in the life of a family and in entertaining than they were in the past. Our society is less formal, it's less structured. As time goes on, it seems it's becoming more open. People everywhere are more aware of the world through the media. I was in India in a remote, very poor village not so long ago, and half the people had mobile phones. You know, the world is kind of opening up. You listen to the news, and at the end they say, log on to our website and you have your say. Or they ask you to vote on a particular issue and they're taking a poll. In a sense, it's a really good thing. In a sense, the fact that people are becoming more open and exposed and free to speak is a wonderful thing. But having a relationship is not just about speaking. Having a relationship is about listening too. I love the story where Jesus was walking along and he'd been healing people, so there was a massive crowd following him. Imagine if someone came to your town and he'd healed blind people and he'd healed people who had never walked before and they were walking. Probably people would flock around this person like a rock star, like, you know, like the Beatles have come to town, or like, you know, some like Bono is in town. So they would flock around him. So he had this huge crowd following him. And there were a couple of blind men begging, because there was no social security. They were begging on the side of the street and they were crying out to Jesus, 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 trying to get through the noise of the crowd. And people were saying, be quiet, you guys. This guy is really important, you know, don't bother him. And Jesus heard them. And he turned around and what he said to them really floors me. I mean, here is the Son of God. He knew exactly what they wanted. And even if he wasn't the Son of God, you didn't have to be Einstein to figure out that here is Jesus healing people, here are these two blind men on the street begging, what are they going to want for Jesus? Obviously, they'll want some healing. But the very first thing that Jesus says to them is a question. He says, what do you want me to do for you? Questions are the most empowering form of communication. When someone asks you a question, how do you react? When someone says to you, tell me about yourself. What are your likes and dislikes? Did you enjoy that? What do you think about this? Wow, I never quite saw it that way. How did you come to that conclusion? I need to think that through. What if we came at this from a different angle? How would it look then? You may notice when you're listening to this program, I use questions a lot, because what I really want to do with you is to share what Jesus has to say by engaging you. And questions make us lean forward into something. Questions involve us. What I'd really like is if we were just sitting opposite this table together and we were able to talk and I could hear your answers. Well, radio's good, but it's not that good. And so I love to use questions to get you to think about issues. Isn't it wonderful when someone sits down with us at a function or a party or something, we've never met them before, and they just begin to ask us about ourselves? We can all talk about ourselves, we all know, and then people say, well, what do you think and how do you feel? There's a secret that most people don't know about questions. It's a secret that Jesus knows, and it's the reason that he asked these two blind men, What do you want me to do for you? And the secret is this. Provided that we're prepared to listen, I mean really listen and be moved by what the other person says. Understand what they're saying without judging. Provided we're prepared to do that, the question empowers the other person. It invites them into a dialogue. The question shows them that we value them. The question is like an investment. It's a building of a relationship. It's an invitation to relate. And you know, lastly, you find out all sorts of really neat stuff. Engaging the other person makes them open to us. This is something, I have to tell you, I spoke about my mentor yesterday, Graham. This is something he taught me through life. We work together as consultants. And as a consultant, when you're walking into organisations and you have no real authority, the best way to gain respect and to open people up is to ask them questions. I had to learn this. I had to learn to close my mouth when someone else was talking, not to talk over people. How many of us talk over one another and we just don't realise it? It is such an incredible act of disrespect. And deliberately, proactively ask questions. And when people answer them, sit there and listen and understand their position, where they're coming from. There are two sides to this whole thing of questions. Firstly, on one side of this coin is respect. It's investing in a relationship. And on the other side, it just makes sense because you find things out. Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, has a chapter that's called Seek First to Understand and Then to Be Understood. He paints this picture of two people being in a room and one of them really wants to get something across. And it's such a pressing thing that until the other person listens, until the other person understands, until the other person is moved by what they have to say, it's as though there's no oxygen in the room. It's as though someone sucked all the oxygen in the room. They can't breathe. They can't do anything until they get that first breath of oxygen, that sense that the other person's understood them. And one of the things I love to do, and I've seen other people do it, is when someone has spoken, to show that I understand, to reflect what they've said. So let me just understand what you're saying. Is this what you're saying? And when we can explain it as well as they can, then we've heard them. Jesus, when he was teaching his disciples to pray, as we know the Lord's Prayer, he said, you know, your Father in heaven already knows everything that you need and want, but ask him anyway. God wants us to speak. God already knows what we need, but he wants to hear us speak. It's a relationship thing. He loves us. Learning to listen is one of the most productive things I have ever done. I'm still learning. Instead of judging a book by its cover, instead of closing someone down, instead of just not listening to them, what I have gained is the benefit of the wonderful gifts and abilities and insights of other people. One of the most valuable things that we can do is look at Jesus and say, man, Jesus was and is a listener. Maybe I need to be an imitator of that. Maybe I need to learn to listen. I mean, really listen. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.